Hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. Today I want to talk about an extension of something that I've been talking about a lot on this channel, which is image generation. And these are large language models that are using data scraped from the internet to get an understanding of language, to get an understanding of imagery, of culture. And then you're putting a text prompt into that engine and you are creating an image with it. And the potential of this is endless. The boundaries seem just unimaginable as we continue to progress with this technology. Most people familiar now with DALL-E, OpenAI's version. There's Midjourney, and there's more and more of these sort of models emerging that are allowing people to do image generation. And I think in our mind, there's a natural progression to this, which I think makes a lot of sense, and that is text to video generation. And I think this is just an early step in a world that opens up that we're still in the early stages of fathoming around. Now that the systems have this understanding, why do we just have to render images? Why can't we render videos? Why can't we render entire virtual worlds? And it seems with a couple things recently, that future might not be as far off as we actually thought it was. So what I wanted to introduce today and sort of answer this question, this is a question I'm answering for myself, is what is Cog Video? And I'm actually trying to find, and I'll share it if I can, the original way that I found this. I sort of stumble across a lot of these things online at many times. And I believe it was a Reddit thread. So if I can find that before, I'll post it as a resource and a link just so you can check that out and track it down. But what I wanted to sort of share was Cog Video. And it looks like it's very early in this latest version pushed a week ago. I'd be interested to know when the first version was actually published. And this is then hosted. And you can see in this case, the prompt is a black cat. And then there is an output here that is part of it. And generally what seems to be happening is they're taking an image. They are doing, and I have the exact terminology for it. I will find it in one of the pieces here. Yes. Basically, a multi-frame hierarchical training strategy. So basically trying to align clips. And it's basically rendering a series of images, just like what a video is. And then basically pushing those together to simulate movement, simulate a video. And you can see not only is there this page, there is a dedicated GitHub page. So this will be a link for you to check out if you want. And I have a bunch of samples in here. I'm actually not sure. I don't think I watched this. Yes, here we go. Of these prompts that then have been created through the system. And they have a bunch of papers. I've linked all these. And obviously, if you get just this link itself, you're going to find these. And then they have a bunch of generated samples. So it seems like there is a lot of the text input. And a lot of the system is built around in sort of Chinese. This is a 4-second clip of 32 frames. And here they sampled 9 frames for display purposes. And then that is being combined together. And really, again, a video is just a bunch of frames put together. So you can see that, very, very interesting. And it's extending upon this original version of DALL-E and image generation, which is only a single image which is being generated. So that brings me to a couple other things, that there is ability to actually run this model. They talk about it being available on Hugging Face Spaces. So I'm not sure if I type in, Cog Video. Let's see if that pops up. There we go. Here we go. And that takes me to input text and then the translated text. So it only accepts Chinese in the current iteration of it right now. And then there's the output video with it. Now, the thing that I'm seeing, and I think this is the challenges of why we are where we are, is that this takes a long time to generate. So not DALL-E is relatively quick. Sometimes you get back in 15, 30 seconds if you're lucky. And then that's just, they're doing many variations of those images, but in the end, you're getting one return back, whereas this one is, not only is it, seemingly creating multiple images within that same sort of structure and model, it's then combining them into a video, rendering that video, et cetera, et cetera. It does seem like the final output, if I inspect one, I don't know if I can inspect one on that. It seems to be a GIF, which is a video format, but sometimes not with necessarily the best resolution. And so we're starting to see like the limitations in this and the current model. This is a 9 billion parameter model, so it's not like it's small. But the amount of processing required, the time required to do it, and then to extend that to high resolution, full resolution video seems even more, of a challenge there that I think even with the advancements in computer processing today, is not necessarily something easy. If it is easy, it's going to be very expensive. So there is some options to cite it, and they're even talking about what GPU to use. There is the demo here, and this is where I'll pop it up. Again, I think I have a couple of times I have this link. You can see, basically sort of what DALL-E did, where there's sort of these little demos that are almost like preformatted. So then you've got a 480 by 480, 4 seconds frame rate, so only 8 seconds. So it does look a little bit clunky in the fact that, we're generally used to 30 frames per second. Lord of the Rings was shot at 60 frames per second, which was somewhat disturbing. But these, there is some challenges to this, but you can see sort of the iteration of it. I'm surprised, I'm confused of why this is actually taking. I don't know if this is genuinely creating this video or if it's just a placeholder. I don't know why. To me, it seems like if it was, there we go. So we've got a woman on the beach taking a walk. Let's do singing instead, and then that will render there. So I don't think. So here, oh my God, I actually got it back. Very, very exciting. So that took about 10 minutes. I've been recording this video for 6 minutes. So that sort of lines, I did it just before. And we've got a clown running through water, low resolution, very short. But there's some shapes and things that, because I know the text prompt, I have some understanding of what it is. You can see that the perception or understanding of water might not be as good as maybe we possibly hope, but that's okay. And then I'm looking at some stage two generating frames, frame rate two. So this, I believe, is the second counts of how long it took. So first frame took 38 seconds. And then we're now moving through this stage. So this might continue to refine. 80% of predictions were complete within 33 minutes. So you can start to see a little bit there. And setup time could be long. I hadn't seen this before. 63 gigabytes. So this is big, big, big to be able to do this. And again, you're not breeding the output. So I think this sort of speaks to this idea that we're in this stage of, a lot of experimentation and innovation and technology doing incredible stuff. The challenge is, in this infancy of where, how early we're in this, is this business practical or useful at all? I would argue that DALL-E and Midjourney, but the image generation and the high resolution they can do and the customizability and the relatively quick response time, that has more use case than this. But I think that this is a world that we're heading into where we will get. So, we've also got, if you're interested, there's a Y Combinator, so sort of a Hacker News, thread on this where, I find just the audience in here generally has some pretty fascinating insights on, advancements in technology. These are generally pretty savvy people talking about how this might be in a short-term application, might be an online advertising meant to grab attention. But, so then that's one of the first pieces there. The second move is pornography. Pornography seems to be a leader in many cases for technology advancements, and so maybe we'll see that. So just looking at seeing if there's anything else to pick out from this forum here, and again I'll drop this in. This person's asking, do we generate video games or business application source code from text? I believe so. Yeah, I believe that. I believe virtual worlds, definitely. VR, AR, AR, I guess not as much, but VR worlds. Why can't you describe an environment that you want to be in and then it automatically renders there? I don't see any any reason why that's not in our future. It's 2022 and AIs are generating videos, yet we're still unable to properly embed a video into an HTML video, into an HTML page. A couple other pieces on here, but generally this seems very recent that this has come to life. I should get the exact published date, but I'm a dumb guy and I'm probably not going to get, and it looks like they have, yeah. So here is a Reddit page. There's a Telegram channel, Instagram, Twitter. I don't know if this is, yeah, I'm not going to do that. 80 level. So I don't know if this is the same people who actually published this or those are just people who are writing on it. I think that's just the idea here, but I've got some tweets, got a couple other resources. And then there's some papers on this, which I had actually stumbled across, and I know I'm coming up for time here and you don't know that, but I'm on my self-imposed time, which is this basically. From my understanding, VQGAN and CLIP to generate images, but I've seen a version when I was first exploring this that was video generation. So while Cogvideo is saying it's one of the first, there it might not actually be. I'm going to pull this up and put this into a couple links here too. Yes, and even Capwing used it. Yes, I remember this. Okay, so Capwing even used this. So it's not actually the first version. This is a bigger one that has come from CLIP, and then a lot of things have come from this, but you can see Capwing actually allowed you to do this, and there's a gallery. Okay, well, the gallery is not working very well. I remember it had a lot of problems when I first tested it too. So they were not the first, and there is even a Google Collab version of this. So this will all be linked, and you know, again, I think everyone's rushing to, you know, claim, you know, they were the first to do it, but I had come off this and they seem to be built off, you know, they're all building off each other in different, technology stacks. So I think, interesting. So Capwing had it, and then they took it off. Okay, well then I've got this, you know. Hey, if you're interested in this, take a look. I'm not gonna read through this entire thing, but I've got all these links ready in below the YouTube video on my website, tylerbryden.com. And I just think this is super fascinating stuff. You know, I've got the one video that I come, it looks like it's sort of in its final state. I can download it, which is pretty cool. I will go ahead and download that and I can share Discord channel. There's ways to upload an image and looks like there's different other ways to sort of modify this, and goes back to this prompt engineering video that I created and something that I've been studying here just to understand more about how people are going to get better at creating the videos, creating the images, and using these technologies to its full, you know, full power and capabilities, especially as these get released maybe privately and there's a cost to it, and that's going to drive it towards business use cases. And then I think if it's open source, there'll be continue to be a lot of experimentation, people playing around, debugging, learning what works best. And I'm really excited to sort of follow that journey. Hope to be able to continue sharing insights along the way. And if you like this, you like this kind of stuff, feel encouraged, shoot me messages. I've learned stuff from people who have watched my videos, and then they were the ones who originally showed me Midjourney, a couple of the other libraries that are DALL-E alternatives. I'm learning from you as much as I hope you're learning from me. Maybe you're not learning anything from me. Maybe you're just listening to me blabber on, and maybe there's one thing now and then. But either way, I love doing it. I love connecting with you. Feel encouraged. Send me a message. Like the video. Subscribe. Comment for the algorithms. All that good stuff. I'm Tyler Bryden. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Look forward to sharing more videos on this soon. Bye-bye.